half a million stories out of Vietnam. I'm only one story. My story is not the story. Men, women, and children were just absolutely massacred until two American flyboys or helicopter guys came over and actually started to shoot at our own troops to stop them because the people got nuts. When I got to Vietnam, I figured, well, my life is over. I'm never going to get out of here. I'm going to die, and I'm going to die in this shithole. And you feel that all the way up until maybe you got about 3 or 4 months left, and then you go, oh, you know, I'm actually going to survive this experience. And then you really change. As a combat engineer, platoon leader, I was now a mature 23 years old, and I had 30 of my guys were 18 years old. It was a teenager's war. They were, you know, 21, 22, 23 years old like I was. But they look like they're in their 30s, you know, and work can age you pretty quick. It's a feeling of, you know what it is you check in with reality because you want to deny. You want to deny this is even happening. I mean, it's just, you've got deprivation of sleep. You've got fear. You've got worry, anxiety. And you just are waiting for someone to pinch you, wake up and say, joke's on you, you know, this is just a dream. War's not pretty. And so I've had to carry a lot of things back in my history. As troops really adopted dogs, you'd rather become a friend with a dog than a person because you never knew if the person was going to live. Any place outside of Vietnam was called the world. And I think just the selection of language there says we weren't in this world. We were in hell. What you see with kids is that you never know if this kid would have a mind on him. And, you know, you want to be, well, you know, I just want to get this kid in the classroom to teach him violin. You didn't know if this kid was going to kill you. You had no idea. A lot of drugs in Vietnam. And it's just self-medicate to get away from, because you're not in the world. I have friends on the wall that I will never forget. And they were wasted. And one of the popular things you hear from an old vet, you walk away from the wall, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard, what a waste. What a waste. None of it was worthwhile, because we didn't really have a minute. We lied about the Gulf of Tonkin. We lied to Ho Chi Minh. You had 18 to 23-year-old kids doing all the fighting in the field, and the generals are up top wanting body counts. Every day of war, when you're not bored to death, doing nothing, feels like you just drank 20 cups of coffee. You're just jittery. There's no room for racism because I will tell you, they were brothers. Okay, so the vernacular we use was not Negro, was not Black American, it was not Afro-American. Brothers. And there's no religion. There is no color. There is no social status. There's no who's got the, you know, hotter girlfriend, who's got more money. Most equal place I've ever been in my life was in Vietnam, in the field, with my platoon guys. And that created a bond. I don't know, I just get chills with it. The best bond in the world. The most beautiful place I've ever been for a social environment of equality is war. I do have PTSD. I have 70% disability for PTSD. If you walk up behind me and startle me, I jump through the ceiling 50 years later. It goes into the amygdala of your brain, and it can do a lot to you. My first couple years back from Vietnam, I couldn't even think straight. I was angry. Some people said I'm the angriest person. When I saw the trailer for American Sniper, a little kid is pulling off in his jacket, and he's got an RPG, a rocket propelled grenade, and his soldier has to figure out what to do. This is what we have to do in war. So to me, war is not the answer.